This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We have to do our yearly post-mortem on the Miami Dolphins. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff to get to on this Monday. This post-mortem for the Dolphin season is the same one we've been doing since the show started, which is, I mean, we never have talked about a playoff win for as long as the show has been on, and very rarely do we get to talk about the playoffs themselves, just a couple of seasons in the history of this show.
Crowder, just so you know, I told Hawk, let's just replay last year's Black Monday show.
We probably could.
We've been going through the same thing, like Hawk said, for years. 25 years without a playoff win. What have we been to, like four?
Where are you? You're in a very, looks like in the video feed, like a very spacious area.
Yeah, I'm in actually, you're going to love this, an Airbnb.
I saw someone tweet out, you know how I feel about these Airbnbs and the verbos. I saw someone go, hey, I've got a great idea to go head-to-head with an Airbnb. We buy a building that's got, say, I don't know, 200 or 300 apartments, and then we rent out each apartment on its own so that we have an entire building full of Airbnbs. We'll call it a hotel. I do not understand. So where is your Airbnb? Where are you?
Bradenton, Florida. We have to sign and move in Lil Chan and Ava to IMG.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. When does their session start? Today or
tomorrow? Today's moving day, and first day of class is tomorrow.
Ah, very exciting.
Did you not see Crowder's tweet yesterday?
I don't think I did.
The first tweet Crowder has sent. I'm not kidding. Check this out. I had the whole thing planned. The first tweet Crowder has personally sent. There's some retweets on his account since November 18th. But even those tweets back in November are like, you could tell whoever operates
his social.
They're
certainly not his.
Right.
Yeah.
Crowder tweets out, yes, I couldn't believe this. During the pregame show, I'm like, what's going on here? He tweets out, I'm headed to Bradenton, Florida with my son. Anybody want to go fishing or know a captain in the area? At me, I got the gas money.
What? Get out of here. What is that? So did you get any takers?
No, well, I had some pump fakes, but hey, my cousin loves to fish.
Well, you are so odd, man. You are because Chad Johnson does that all the time, but generally it's like, hey, do you want to pick me up at the airport? I'll give you $500. Crowder's offering gas money from like Bradenton to some crick.
So, Crowder, you're saying it didn't work out with wine guy, advocate, relationship builder, eighth generation Floridian Dan Thompson?
Me and Dan didn't link.
That is so
he did
great.
Not link.
Looking because for a fishing partner.
Dan Thompson responds to him, I can take you. Crowder responds, check your DM, bro. So I was waiting. I've been waiting for 24 hours.
I would have been checking the police report had I known.
Come, everybody acts like they want to do a brother a favor till the brother asks for a favor. Now they disappear on me.
That is funny, man.
I thought it was genius.
Well,
I thought it was genius.
I guess. I mean, it's I think if maybe you were more active on Twitter, like that almost seems like I would look at that if I saw the tweet and go, yeah, this is someone trying to kill me. If someone responded, someone at the end of that tweet was going to end up in the morgue, either you or the guy that you were trying to get. Like someone, that tweet has morgue ending written all over it. Funny, well, man.
Probably shouldn't go with this guy tonight then, should I? Now you got me scared.
I got a great midnight fishing hole.
7 o'clock trip. I'm serious. I got a 7 o'clock trip scheduled tonight.
Look out, man. Here's a couple of tweets. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post, he tweeted, the Dolphins have no GM, no surefire franchise QB, a head coach with no playoff wins in 4 years, potentially $127 million in dead cap on Tua and Tyreek Hill, and. That is not the recipe for a great offseason or a great next season. Couple other notes. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post also tweeted, since the 2000 season, playoff wins. New England Patriots, 30. Dolphins, 0. So the Patriots are winning that battle. Playoff wins in the last 25 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And Cam Wolf, he pointed out the Dolphins start interviewing GMs today. Certainly their requests went out. The Dolphins GM search group, if you're playing along at home or you missed the news over the weekend, the Dolphins GM search group is Stephen Ross, Danny Silman, Tom Garfinkel, Brandon Shore, Troy Aikman, and Dan Marino. So. I don't know what to do with any of this. All of this is just wild.
We haven't talked since this this Troy Aikman thing.
Yeah.
Dan is Dan Marino. Dan is the face of the Dolphins. We need Troy Aikman to find a GM?
This is what I think happened. I think I may have said that. Did I say this to you when we were on the air?
I don't think we were on the air together.
You know what? Okay, this is what I said to a friend of mine then. I think Stephen Ross, he does get enamored with celebrity and big names. We know that when he first came down here. So Troy Aikman was on that Monday Night Football broadcast. Who did they lose to?
Steelers.
And was crushing Mike McDaniel and their decision to kind of have this lackluster finish of the game when maybe they still could have pulled things out. And this is just my guess that Stephen Ross called Troy Aikman the next day or the day after. And he's like, hey, I heard that you were being very critical of Mike McDaniel. And I was curious what your thoughts, like you thought that was bad coaching or whatever. They start talking and then Stephen Ross goes, you know what? I'd love to have you part of my GM search committee. I'll give you $250,000. Will you appear on a couple of Zooms with us?
That is exactly where my mind went the very first time I saw the news. And Appel and I even talked about that on Friday. But Barry Jackson and a couple others pointed out that the timelines don't match there. We found out a couple more details. Troy Aikman, while calling the Dolphins on Monday Night Football against the Steelers, got to go back a couple weeks, had already agreed.
No, that's not true. Is that?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
100%. He had already agreed to undertake this assignment with the Miami Dolphins.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you sure on that? Yeah. I haven't seen that anywhere.
I double checked it. Tobin and I talked about it on Game Day Uncensored yesterday as well, because we all kind of assumed the same thing, which was Stephen Ross tunes into the game.
Right.
Or hears that his coach is getting crushed for something in the fourth quarter. He's like, this guy sounds like he's got to figure it out.
Let me reach out to that guy.
Yeah.
That's pretty genius. The bad mouth situation you're about to fix.
That's brilliant. That's why I'm having trouble believing that's true. Because that is really underhanded that's true.
It makes it all so much funnier if you think about it, because Troy Aikman's sitting there, he's literally being paid to evaluate this team top to bottom,
right?
And he's watching a head coach,
he's crushing him,
and he's saying, what is this is the guy that Stephen Ross is entrusting to run this organization? Like, what is he doing?
Crushing him. Well, anyway, I want to talk about the Dolphins today. I want to talk about the Hurricanes today. Mike Cuno is going to join us. Clay Ferrero is going to join us. Let's do a look at the headlines here with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Where do you guys want to start?
There's so much going on. Dealer's choice. Ladies' choice. We'll make this ladies' choice.
Solana.
Jimmy.
Don't look at me, Jack.
Well, with that blouse you have on.
It's a dry fit.
That ain't no dry fit. That's the opposite. That's a wet fit. I'm not certain you know what a dry fit is.
Hell, you got on the blouse.
Mike McDaniel spoke after the game yesterday, and I know he's supposed to meet today as well with the media. I don't know if that has already begun or not, but Mike McDaniel spoke often yesterday. I don't know how much you guys listen to this about the future.
Yep.
And by the way, I don't blame him. Like, he hasn't been fired yet.
Well, it's what he's been asking. It's what they're asking him about too. It's not like he's just, you know, off the cuff going, I want to talk about the future.
But he did speak several times about the future and like if he's going to be here. ESPN reported before the game yesterday that there hasn't been any decision. Josina Anderson this morning, quote, I'm told Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel has been recently expressing confidence about his job status to others. It feels like, and this could change, but it feels like this is trending towards Mike McDaniel being back next year, especially when you look at the names that are reportedly the Dolphins are reaching out to as potential GM candidates.
Well, all I would say is this. You've seen so many coaches fired already. If you're going to fire your coach, why would you start a week later than everyone else in being able to attract a really good head coach to your team? You know what I mean? Like, if there's a race for the next great head coach going on right now, it would be very Dolphins. But you kind of don't want to start a few days after everyone else. You'd like to get the jump on that. So it leads me to believe he'll be back.
I think the way that they lost to the Patriots, the team that you're supposed to be on top of after Brady Belichick leaving, and now they're the number one damn seed in the AFC. Or number, what are they? They're number two, right? Broncos came out number one?
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Broncos were the number one seed, yes. Yeah.
Number one. Number two in AFC, and they lose a Hall of Fame quarterback, Hall of Fame coach. But it's the way they lost. They got the hell beat out of them and embarrassed. They were down 14-0 in the snap of a finger. So I think that that reignites the we gotta do something about this. But to your point, Hawk.
But that
if you want to do something, you should have done something before.
That game led me to believe, though, that Mike McDaniel was told he was safe. Because I feel like he would vehemently argue sitting Devon Achane and everyone else if he was coaching for his job. I believe he was told by Champ Kelly and Stephen Ross, hey, let's deactivate a bunch of these players. Let's just get through this game and we'll get to next season. So that even led me to believe that he's safe. I think he's safe.
And some of those defenders, when the ball carrier had the ball, they passed on the tackle.
Can you yell pass as the ball carrier's coming at you? You can just yell pass and opt out.
I'll take a rain check on this tackle. Thank you.
The only thing I'd say, Hawk, is we read an article from Barry Jackson in the Herald last week, and I think you and I were both in agreement with what he was suggesting, which was don't make a decision today. Maybe make the decision tomorrow, but allow things to marinate for a second and make the best decision.
Which I get, except for the fact that when you see all these coaches being fired and you know now there's going to be a mad scramble to get the next great head coach, why would you purposely start? Like, if you haven't figured it out by now, what could you possibly figure out over the next 2 or 3 days that would be the deciding factor to keeping him or relieving him of his duties?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And then the cog is just sitting there spoiling.
Right.
You're about to get a new GM. You saw they benched Tua. Like, everything around him. So there's no answers, but Dick Daniel is the one that has to stay. It's crazy.
It's crazy. By the way, speaking of Tua, Joe Shad tweeted out, asked if he's hoping for a fresh start. This is just moments ago. Dolphins QB Tua Tagovailoa said, "That would be dope. I would be good with it."
And a very important note to that is that Barry Jackson he tweeted out, "The three of us who asked him, Tua, made sure he knew that we meant elsewhere." So he answered that
right,
question.
Because you could say, oh, is he hoping for a fresh start here next season with the Dolphins? Right. Like, okay, we got this season behind us. And maybe he will say that's what he was answering. But Barry Jackson is clarifying that we made sure he understood what we were asking him. And Barry Jackson says he very politely declined to speak beyond that. Yeah.
Yes, Tua wants a fresh start because he has $53 million guaranteed. He'll go anywhere. He's going to get paid. They don't like him here. They benched him. Yeah, they need to ask somebody else, not Tua.
We'll get back to the Miami Dolphins, but there are six names that have already been reported, whether from Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero, Adam Schefter, potential candidates the Finns have requested interviews with based on reports. Three members of the San Francisco 49ers, people that Mike McDaniel probably or did work with while he was in San Fran.
Which, again, if you're putting the puzzle pieces together, you go, okay, Mike McDaniel may have said to Stephen Ross and Champ Kelly and whoever else, Troy Aikman, hey, here's some good quality candidates from the Niners. I know these guys. Mike McDaniel's now calling the shots.
So he's a losing coach that now is partial owner? What is going on here?
What is going
on? And there's an Eagles assistant GM, Alec Hallaby, Rams assistant GM, John McKay, Packers VP of player personnel, John Eric Sullivan. The three names from the Niners: VP of player personnel Tariq Ahmad, the director of scouting and football ops Josh Williams, and the assistant GM RJ Gillen. To be fair, all of these organizations are winning organizations, which I think has to be the right direction here. You want smart people who are making smart moves in other places. But yeah, the Niners stuff is sketchy.
By the way, there's just a tweet from Tom Pelissero. The Falcons have requested an interview with Anthony Weaver for their head coaching job.
Deuces.
Adios. As you just said, Solana, you want to interview winning people from winning organizations, unless you're the Falcons.
He pissed me off the last 2 weeks. And you know, people are crediting Anthony Weaver. And, like, I get it. At times this year, the defense looked better. He pissed me off the last 2 weeks where he's talking about all the things he would have done at the start of the season, and then he's blaming new faces and young players. And it's like, yeah, but you're paid to know that going into the season. You're right. You did have new personnel. You did have young players. You did have to fill a bunch of holes with different guys. But it's your job to evaluate that before the season and make the proper adjustments, not complain week 17 and 18 that you were given, you know, a bad group of guys to start the season
with. I feel like Anthony Weaver and Vic Fangio have a text thread together just crushing McDaniel, like just going, can you believe what we've gone through as DCs on this team under this guy?
This dude is terrible. We could please get away from him. He's right. requesting conversation to get out there. But no, I'm with you, Solana. But almost to that point of our joke, is he overcoming McDaniel? Like, do people look at him as, damn, Weaver can call a defense. He's on this soft, you know, uncultured, you know, no culture having team, and he's still making it work. So I guess I'm defending him because I would never think he'd have a head coaching opportunity coming up here.
You guys see Perk's story about Mike McDaniel's bat that he's carrying around the facility?
No.
Oh, my, you didn't see that?
No.
Mike McDaniel.
In a cage, a live bat.
Yeah, literally a bat.
A rabid bat.
His bat baby bat.
You didn't see this story, Hawk?
Listen, you guys want a culture change? We're all going to have rabies.
That'll toughen us up.
Mike McDaniel, Chris Perkins found out over this past week that Mike McDaniel, over the past couple weeks since Chris Greer was let go, has been just casually walking around, carrying it to meetings, carrying it to practice, around the Miami Gardens practice facility, a legitimate wooden baseball bat, like a Louisville Slugger.
Interesting.
He's taking it to meetings. He's talking to players while holding said bat. And he's just carrying it. It's supposed to be some sort of euphemism for...
What?
Damn, did I get that right?
I'm not I'm not certain. I'd like to hear it again in a sentence.
Euphemism.
Euphemism.
Euphemism?
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
It's a message for, I don't know.
Yeah.
You tell me. That's such a great segment too, man. Damn
it. I want to see what the definition of euphemism is.
He got to defend himself.
How do you spell that? U-F?
Well, first of all, it's euphemism.
Yeah. Not...
Yeah.
No, it's not.
My N's sound like M's.
A mild or indirect word or expression for one considered to be too harsh or blunt. Yeah, it doesn't, you can't, an object wouldn't be a euphemism for something.
It's the, what coach was that that had the lobster trap in
that
the
locker room?
That
was Wani.
That's this is him
but
saying
but at least he didn't carry it around with him. He just kind of put it somewhere. Like he went to Home Goods. He saw a lobster trap. He's like, yeah, you know, I'll put that in the locker room.
And let's be honest, you don't have to be in a locker room to know this. Those 53 guys see that little dude walking around with a bat.
Right. It's just a dude with a bat.
Hey, Jordan, man, we got to tighten up, boy. You coach got that bat. No. Does it squeak when he hits things?
Well, Jordan Brooks declined to comment on the bat. He said, I don't know what it's for. I have no idea. He just declined. And guess what? Alec Engel, Dare to the Rescue, talked about the deep messaging that the bat provides. All
right. They better give Jordan Brooks some money because he's going to leave. He can't stand this damn place.
Leroy Horde confirming via text that you said euphemism.
Hey, Leroy, I listened to all 4 hours today, bro. I'd settle down. I listened to all 4 hours. I've got some audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.